as we are counseling and guiding our channeler to the right frequency, we implore all of you to obtain this ability, in other words, this technique. Try it out for yourselves. When you feel a bit flustered, when you feel a bit out of sorts, perhaps that there are energies that are building up and in need of releasing rather than empowering, shall we say, it is advisable to surrender all. In other words, to not try to push things out, but to rather take a pregnant pause and allow. As you allow, what you do is you release the resistance to the matter. And in so doing, you afford yourself to easily be guided to the highest post, to the highest extension of self. You understand? In other words, you naturally are one with your highest attunement, your highest brushstroke, and highest galaxy. It is a matter of releasing the claim to the karmic imprints, understand? So when you have indulged in a bit in these nuances, in these pretenses, in these falsifications of your true self, it is a matter of exchanging. In other words, exchanging the lower energies to truth. Again, it is no bother, it is no matter for a master to develop this keen ability and awareness. Allow the energies of the false self to simply sink to the bottom of the ocean, if you will, as you continue to arise. Arise in consciousness, arise in capability, arise in your power, because this is what you are recognizing now. You are coming to a place of true empowerment as you will release the judger. Now, the judger has a stake in you staying still. In other words, we have a linear course to follow. Please follow along, understand? Now, as you try to keep company with this fellow, you will continue to align with your lowest level or customary existence, shall we say. Now, as you allow yourself to release the attachment or hold to this extension, this aspect of the puzzle, what you do, again, without trying, simply allowing, is you afford yourselves the rite of passage. You disengage from the problematic data, the storyline, the stream of lower consciousness, and you simply attune to a higher communication. Now, for some of you, this communication will come with the feeling of a breath. In other words, a feeling of the wind, a gentle pressure on the shoulder. Some may feel it in terms of words, concepts, feelings. It really doesn't matter what your particular method of receiving these higher frequencies looks like. In other words, trust your own particular attunement. You all are very gifted masters, and you have lifetimes of delving into certain practices. Now, when you return to your truth, an extension of some of these lifetimes may reappear. In other words, you may have a trusted guide or ally. You may have some impressions that you have been quite skilled in receiving suddenly advance. In other words, it is no secret that you have gone round and round the mountain. In other words, you have lived through the troubled times and also the heroic ones. What you are doing at this time and juncture is a culmination exercise. In other words, you are releasing the need to partake in only one joy-filled experience and instead arrive at the party. Now, when you do so, you will find that all of your various compartments, all of your tools, all of your attributes are truly available to you and you will arrive at the holy conclusion that it is your destiny to be one with all. Now, this is no accident that you are hearing this proclamation. Excuse me. Because indeed, you are due to receive easy access to these truths, to these bells and whistles. So it is a matter of orchestrating your final arrivement, your grand entry into your truth. Now, we protest or would argue against the channeler's voice of concern. In other words, she was clearly ready to call all bets off. In other words, perhaps another day would be best to engage in the channeling program. She trusted our advice to proceed, but was wondering what we were up to. In other words, understand the power of each moment. It is fine and dandy when all is looking bright, but what if there are energies amidst? What if there is a storm or brewing? Well, what do we do with that? Do we cancel our show or do we press on? You must understand that every moment has a golden opportunity, understand? So, quite frankly, whatever shows up, whatever appears in the channeler's mind stream, in the channeler's walking out of her own ascension path, well, this is excellent grist for the mill, because there is no one that can reach these vibrations, that can reach these attunements and transmissions, that has not discovered her or himself pressed up against the wall. In other words, well, I was quite centered and in communication with spirit, but I seem to have lost the telephone cord. You see, it is not about our selective communications. In other words, only advancing when the weather looks bright and sunny. It is actually perhaps even more purposeful to address those components of life when life appears to trip oneself up, when you do not know where to go, when you do not know where the sky has gone. In fact, this is what we are most interested, dear ones, is addressing these needs, because these are important. It is how to recognize the blessing in each moment. It is how to take yourself wherever you may find yourself and seek the higher transference of consciousness. In other words, there is no secret that Christ is risen. The question is how to attune to this breaststroke, how to make this energetic presence a true reality for oneself. So we are guided, we are gifted with the energy exchange. You may say the beauty for ashes. In other words, do not feel the defeated even when you feel defeated, understand? Because even this moment has opportunity for advancement, for enlightenment, for growth, for empowerment, you see? So as we guided our channeler, so too do we guide each of you. In other words, take yourself where you are without reservation, without hindrance, without a lapse of acceptance. Now, as you do, as you trust in this awareness, you will realize without exception that wherever you find yourself, you are in easy reach of the higher energies that you seek. You see, as we began our discussion, the channeler appeared to feel out of sorts. There were heavy energies that she is processing and releasing. Now, this is due to her excellent progress. In fact, she is ready to transfer to a new level, a new song to sing, yes? And so the wind is blowing quite strong, quite regularly. Now, as we serve the channeler, so do we serve each of you. We ask you to practice this exercise, to realize that as you stay wholly committed to your truth, to your unfoldment, to your highest awarenesses, you can take yourself up in a moment's notice. Now, let's say, quite frankly, that it takes you more than a moment. Perhaps it takes you two or three. And we say, where else are you going anywhere? What other work could be most purposeful than to learn how to attune to your highest self? In truth, that is what we are seeking. We are helping you reach higher ground. We are helping you learn how to maneuver your way through your egoic day, if you will, and sprinkle it with goodness, sprinkle it with laughter, and sprinkle it with light. In other words, it is the consciousness of light that is soon to be discovered. It is the consciousness of light that will enlighten your situation wherever you find it. So understand that you are passing your test regularly. You are advancing into your divine appointment. It is about releasing your attachment to whatever surfaces. Allow it surfaces, permit it. Understand there is great purpose. Perhaps it is simply in having the practice of maneuvering yourself to peace, to abundance, to the holy awareness of your truth, of your light. And so we share these gifts, we share these teachings with our abundance. Claim this abundance each and every day. Recognize it to be yours. Recognize that as the challenges surface, they too are your quarterly material, your quarterly data that you have requested, understand? In other words, trust that there are no accidents, whatever may be appear. Trust that as you continue to seek out the light in each moment and walk out your existence bravely, in fact, you are answering your highest call. You are the alchemist turning the matter into the golden material, into the light. And so we surround each of you, our dear ones, our dear hosts of truth. You see, you are each hosting a party, if you will. You are each hosting the capacity to exchange this level of consciousness for your true residence, for your light. You are all encompassing in a greater expansion of your light. Now, what our channeler is witnessing is as she attunes to this light, it is bringing out some of the last layers of the heaviness of what you would term the darkness. Now, as we have been stating, it is to welcome this energy exchange, to play with it, to allow it to breathe, and then to transmute it, you see? Because, dear ones, these materials that remain unconscious, well, that indeed is what creates the difficulties. That is what creates the diseases or the unfortunate circumstances, because all eventually gets played out, shall we say, gets projected into daily matter, whether it is the physicality, your physical body, or events or occurrences, you see? So recognize the challenges that are to come, or perhaps are sitting in your lap, are here, are being stirred up to prevent such occurrences, to bring you joy, to bring you to safe heaven, to bring you to the full state of awakened presence. That is where each of you are headed, and may we share that you are bringing such joy, such wisdom, such laughter to so many that continue to be lost. In other words, when you walk into a room, when you pass someone by with a smile, or you simply have awareness of them, you bring them their light, you bring them your vibration, you bring them their energy, you bring them your truth, and you signal to them the courage to find their own, to explore their own heart, to rise to their own awarenesses. In other words, even in your darkest days or your most troubled moments, understand that you are doing great service, great favor onto so many that still associate in totality with their darkness, you see? So what you may see as a, how shall we say, not really getting the job done quite as fast or early as you would have liked, in fact, is still light years ahead of so many of your counterparts that continue to be lost, swimming in egoic righteousness, in proclaiming injustices, and looking for the revenge tool, you see? So we salute you, your bravery, your courage in this lifetime. We honor you and support you. We surround you with our light as you continue to make headway and explore these higher levels of transformation. There will be, how will we say, the ups and downs, yes? In other words, the energies are building up The energies are building up and reaching a bit of the climax. So go with the wave, shall we say. You will have days of enlightened awareness. You would define these as easy. They are quite pretty. And yet, the days where you feel a bit more trapped, a bit more heavy laden, in fact, in some ways, they are actually more fruitful, more purposeful, because that is where the work is getting done. That is where the releasing is occurring. So count them all as good. Play with them in the holy awareness of the non-dualistic experience. In other words, understand that each moment is about recognizing your light, attuning to this light, and doing so with love. Love for each other, love for yourself, and love for your truth. You are always connected to the one source. You are always connected to the power that you may refer to as God, Father, Mother, God, Divinity, Source. It is always you. It is always an extension of you. Breathe this truth in regularly. Allow it to fill your cells. Allow your cells to recognize their true origin. You see? Because as you communicate with your cells, they take notice. They have received quite interesting instruction over the years, yes? They are due for an attunement just as you are. So as you would straighten a bow tie or straighten a hair barrette, straighten the cells, give them good, correct information. Remind them of their divinity. Remind them of their purpose to maintain homeostasis, to maintain wellness. You see? To maintain high energy levels. Whatever it is that you are seeking, remind them that they know how to do this. Remind them that they are hooked up, they are connected to Source, that they have the remedy for any supposed disease. Disease is simply being out of alignment with truth. Now, this goes for the bodily disease as well as what you would perceive of as disease in contrast. In other words, it is time to go beyond contrast. It is time to live beyond the imagery that is projected, the subject, the object. You see, this is all projection. You are reviewing consciousness. You are reviewing mind. But if you are reviewing, the question remains, who is the one reviewing? You see, this is where you are stepping into. You are learning how to walk your life as a master quite beautifully. You are learning how to walk in your life as ascended consciousness. So we surround you with our love and our tremendous appreciation for the efforts that you are making. You see, we know what we are doing. You are the ones in the bodysuits. We have the easy job in many respects. So go in peace, go in light, go in laughter. and go in love. And so it is. Okay, I'm going to cry. It's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. So what shall I say? What should I say? So apparently I'm going through a bit of a clearing process that is just bringing me into amazing gifts, and it's just clearing out the last of, you know, they keep saying, oh, it's the last, oh, it's the last, and I feel like they just kind of keep pushing me along, because if they tell me there are 12 more lasts, you know, I don't know, I'll play along. But I'm teasing, because we're all in the process. But I thank each of you, because, gosh, the energies just feel so beautiful. Now, the other thing I want to say is when they were speaking, I could really feel, now I know they said this, but I just want to say, I could feel the love that they were extending to each of us. I mean, I could just feel it, and I could feel, oh goodness, how can I say this? Like when they see us, they really don't see us. And I know they've said this. Someone's going to say to me, Nicole, you say that every week. And I'm like, I know I say it, but I felt it. They honestly see us as their equals. And that makes sense, of course, because we're really communicating with the essence of our highest self. And that's the truth. But when I feel their energy, and they were kind of sending us all energy gifts, it was almost, you know, it's that feeling of equality in terms of the energy that we're bringing forth in the communications, and how we're perceived. You know, it's just that equality, and that's really important. Because even not to tell myself, but you know, when I look at some of these ascended masters, I look at them like I look up to them, and I'm like, okay, you know, how are you doing it? How did you get there? And so what they were showing me in particular today is, you know, basically we're just telling you about you. You know, it's not just us we're telling you about. So they're saying there's a gift in that. There's a gift in honoring that, for each of us to continue to honor that sacred space in which we all dwell in our awakened state, because that is truly what we're dreaming in. That is truly what we're dreaming in. Okay, so that being said, we're gonna start with Michelle, and I don't know if this is gonna work because Michelle's screen looks frozen. So let's, oh my goodness, look at that. Okay, she's not frozen anymore. All right, so she just needs to unmute, but she's smiling. Look at her smile.
Hi, I that message was so beautiful. Thank you for that opening message. That was amazing. And so for me, I guess just any message that is to my highest good today, Nicole.
Okay, one moment, please. Yeah, and I have the cough. Just make it more interesting. Okay, and say your first name.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, sweetie.
Michelle.
I know what they want me to say to you. And I hesitate to say it only because I can hear your ego arguing with me. So it's so funny, because I've known your name for quite a while now, but I never put two and two together. They were singing me the song, I guess by the Beatles, like Michelle. You know, I love you, I love you, whatever.
Michelle,
yeah, you can sing it much better than me. Okay, is what's really funny is as long as I've known you, I just totally forgot about that song. Well, they were singing that song and paying tribute to you, and I was just seeing you literally as light. I was seeing you literally as light, and it probably has something to do with the communication today. But when I looked at you, like they were looking at you, you were just glittering, like literally, like the way you would think of an angel or something, just kind of glittery. You were just totally glittery. And they really ask you to honor that, to really honor that. And this is why. This is why. So when we have been entrenched in the false self and the ego, the ego is really quick to point out everything it thinks that we've done incorrectly. It's really good. It's very organized. It has this list already. You know, it's almost like they're showing me this example. My God bless my household. But I have, is it like an alpha? I don't know what it is, but I have a very aggressive cat. And so what the cat does is it sits behind a corner, and then as soon as one of the other animals comes by, it bats at it. And and I always try to remember, okay, Nicole, keep breathing, because there's a reason all this is playing out. But they're showing it to me, it just happened the other day, and they're showing it to me to say this is basically what the ego does. You know, as soon as we start relaxing and just going about our day with our little paws, you know, out of nowhere, here comes the ego to take us off balance. So they're saying it's very important that we keep transferring our consciousness to our light, to honoring the truth of us. So when they share in their message about, you know, showing us how they see us and how they view us, and that's really what I got. Like, it was a lot of words, but the energy I got was like they were really, and I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, they were really showing us our beauty and our light. And so it's important for us to do the same for ourselves, because the ego will keep going, nah, 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 you know? And the thing is, it's not gonna stop. So we can't say, oh, well, once it stops, then I can really get it together, and then I can really start moving ahead on my spiritual advancement. And they're like, it's not gonna stop. It really isn't. What it is that you really just stop giving it energy and giving it power, because you're so busy focusing on your light and giving that power and really identifying with that truth. And so when then you hear the ego, you know, just kind of chattering away, it's like, oh yeah, that radio station's still playing, and it doesn't have the same attachment or hold anymore. So they're saying that the way that you have opportunity now to start working with yourself is to really notice you. Really notice you. Pay attention. Make a list. Honor it. Abide by it. Trust it. Expect it. So it's a little bit like when you have gratitude for, you know, like you're supposed to make a gratitude list, and I have gratitude for like all the different ways you see God energy entering your life, whether it's a butterfly or they happen to have exactly the cupcake you wanted for the party or whatever it is. Now, that's all fine and good, but they're saying it's time to honor that which is within as well. So to start making that list in honoring of you, of your excellence, of your abilities, of what you're recognizing in you. It doesn't matter how small it is. You know, maybe it's, you know, you were sensitive enough to reach out to a friend, or maybe, you know, you realized something and you had the aha moment. Maybe, you know, you would normally have just gone down to in the well when the ego starts talking, but, you know, you reached out instead to the sunshine. And you're like, I'm just gonna take myself outside instead, you know, and try that approach. So anything and everything that's, or, you know, to have appreciation for yourself for, you know, the Buddhist practices or whatever it is that you attune to really honor that, to really emphasize that, really bring that into your holy awareness. Because as you do, you're going to start arriving at the realization of who you really are and trusting that, because that's what you're presenting yourself. That's what you're looking at all day long. That's what you're remembering about yourself. And so it's like basically what they're saying is you're in the driver's seat. You decide which road to follow. And it doesn't matter if you zigzag all day long. They want you to start zigging and not just sagging. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh, Nicole, yes, because I'm at the point where I, every time, I think it's almost every time my ego rears its head, which is a lot during the day, I am aware, but mm-hmm. I choose the wrong path. Wrong. You're zagging. I have an ego.
You're zagging.
And it almost feels good, you know. I need to start choosing the other way.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So they're saying that it's time. It's important to get ready, because the ego. Remember the cat hiding behind the corner? The ego's always ready. So they're asking and inviting. They're asking. Someone's behind you. They're asking and inviting you to get ready. In other words, it's important to have your energy gathered in the direction you want to be pulled in, or the direction you're going to pull yourself in. It's important to have your energy gathered. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Love to you. Love to Dave.
Love to you too.
Okay. Hi, Mitz.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. As soon as you started channeling, both cats came.
Awesome.
And sat on me. Do you see Monkey?
I saw her before.
Okay. I guess whatever's in my highest good. I've had a tough week. But.
And say your first name?
Mitzi.
I just have this image. I guess you did have a tough week, because I have this image of like sharks coming out of the water. And not in a good way. It's not like that actress business with Sharknado. This is really like attacking sharks. So this is not so good.
No.
So let's see what we can do about that. One moment, please. Okay, so the premise is that life is not here to harm you like the sharks that look like predatory animals. Life is here to serve you. Life is here to serve you. So they're asking you to like adopt some beliefs, you know, perhaps take out a piece of paper, perhaps go on, it's so funny, they mentioned this to someone else the other day, perhaps go on like Louise Hay, if she has, I'm sure she has a website, you know, because she's like the master of affirmations, and just start playing with some belief systems about what you think about life, because, you know, it's sort of like, gosh, there's a friend of mine, and it's so funny because she posted something on Facebook, and the post was okay. It wasn't great. It was whatever. But what I liked was what she wrote before the post. And what she wrote is, everything's always going my way. And then it goes on to this big, long post, which was, you know, whatever. But that's the point. That's the holy point. Is to start paying attention to what you believe about life, because right now they're showing me that you believe that life is, you know, scary, can get hurt, you know, anything can happen at any time, and you know, it's just like you got to really look where you put your foot or watch out, you know. And so they're saying, look, the universe is really here to serve you. The universe is really here to serve you. And even you know, when you have like karma, which is really just thoughts coming back to you, it's not punishment. It's, you know, it's opportunity for correction. So as you work with your guides, as you work with your angels, as you work with the masters, you know, you can actually step out of karma, because as you're proactive in learning what you need to learn by paying attention in every moment, life's always teaching you in every moment. There's literally no reason why anyone has to experience karma anymore. I mean, you can just step out of the whole system. So it's really about taking ownership for what you believe. What do you believe about life? Is life here to support you and help you and guide you? Or is it like a really big, scary world out there? Because when I tune in, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't move, because they're like, all these sharks are out there ready to attack me. Which is really funny, because my son said, if that ever happens, you need to stay very still, because if you move, they'll think you're food or whatever. Just some words of wisdom in case you ever end up in water with a shark. But But that's how it feels. That's how it feels to me. So here's the bottom line. You need to start taking ownership of what you believe about life. Really start analyzing that. You know, it's sort of like, oh gosh, what's his name? I've been talking about him a lot lately for some reason. Don Miguel Ruiz, you know, has that Four Agreements, and you can probably go on the website and just read about it without even having to purchase the book. But it's basically, somewhere in there, it talks really about, you know, like your beliefs, because you're the creator, whether you buy it or not. There is not this external life going on out there. It really isn't. It's your consciousness. So if you believe stuff that's not serving you, you will actually, here's what they want you to hear. You will actually experience it and say, you see, that's how life is. Well, life's that way because you, they really want you to get this. You programmed life to be that way because of what you believe, because of what you expect. And what you expect, what you intend, is what spirit, like life's gonna keep delivering to you because you're creating it. So they're saying it's imperative to get centered with your awareness that you're being supported. That's like step one. They're saying that's a priority, that's a must. So get centered with Green Tara or Kuan Yin or Mother Mary or your higher self or Ganesh or whoever you want. But find something that you can identify that's gonna be your center, or a lotus flower. You know, just like kind of to see you literally as surrounded by this lotus flower, and you're the jewel, and really get centered in some kind of imagery of mastery. Then understand that you send out the instructions. So you're sending, emitting out information, vibration, signals. Now, also understand that you have a host of masters, angels, spirit guides, supporting and working with you, helping you. And so as you start kind of like rocking and rolling with this as your premise for life, life becomes a lot more user-friendly. Life becomes a lot safer. Now, you still don't have all the answer keys before you go out, but you know that it's giving you feedback, it's responding to what you put out, it's working with you, it's teaching you. Most importantly, it's loving you. Most importantly, it's loving you. Because remember, you know, you're created from divinity itself, your love itself. So play with that. Understand that everything's made up of love molecules. You can literally, whatever you create, because you're working out of old energy that maybe it was fear-based or something, you can send love to the situations and really transmute things. And what was a problem one minute, oh, suddenly the clerk's finding answers. They're saying, no, 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 it can't be done. And you're just opening up your heart to yourself. It's like, oh, I apologize for creating out of fear. Let me create with love. And they're like, well, you know, wait a minute, maybe we can do something to help. And it's like, oh, it's a miracle. Well, you created the miracle because it's all your creation. So they're saying life's a gift where it's just teaching you how to return to self, how to remember who you are. And as you take ownership for this, rather than feeling like, you know, like this, like a wind, just being a leaf, just being tossed around, or even worse, walking in shark-infested waters, you're gonna find like a base. You gotta find a home base. Do yoga, do meditation, do something so that you understand there's this user-friendly universe that's working with you. Okie dokie?
Okay.
Did you get all that? It's being recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I hope that helps.
Thank you, Nikki.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Louisa. Uh-huh. Okay. How to reach higher ground. Okay, and say your first name.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. It's time to believe in yourself. I mean, it really is. It's like, how do I say this? It's a little bit like act as if. So in other words, you can look at others that seem to be in the know or whatever. And part of the reason why they're in the know is they came from the premise that they did know. Whether they did or not, because they believed that they did know or they were close to knowing, they actually created the experience of knowing. Does that make sense? So if you start with the premise of I don't have a clue, then you keep creating from the premise of not having a clue. So you have a tendency, even if you bump into some correct stuff along the way, you're still operating out of the energy and system of lack, because you're coming from the energy of I really don't know what I'm doing. So come from the energy and space that I'm guided and supported by masters, and I continually to grow in my understanding and excellence of reaching higher awarenesses and energies. And I continue to serve the light as the light serves me. So you go from a place of totally like arrested fear kind of thing and frozen to a place of I am well on my way. I am well on my way, and I'm learning as I go. But I am an experienced master unfolding my path, unfolding my wisdom, unfolding my truth, unfolding my divinity, unfolding my love. Because you are. I mean, you really are. When I tune into you, you're as high as they come. So it's about trusting it. Trusting it. You know, and it's almost, you know, I know you've heard me say this, because you can't go to my group and not hear me say this, but it's like act as if, because as you act as if that you really came to Earth prepared, you'll find that you did. You will absolutely find that you did. You have a lot to give. You have a lot to give. So it's brush the, I don't know if I can do it, I don't know what I'm doing. Just brush it aside, because that's just ego stuff. Like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But, you know, and it's almost like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. And then Spirit says, okay, well, what if you did know what you were doing? What would you do? What if you did know what you were doing? Like, just pretend. Like, pretend you were in an improv class, a theater improv class, and your job was to pretend you knew what you were doing. So what would you do? What would be your next step? What would be your next thought? What would be your next prayer? What would be your next intention, your next invocation, whatever that is? And what you're going to discover is with like, it's a little bit of faith walk at this point, my love. You know, with a little bit of faith, it's going to start unraveling, because you're declaring it to be so. You're expecting it to be so. And it's really who you are. It really is who you are. Don't be afraid of the light. Don't be afraid of pushing the envelope. Don't be afraid of getting it wrong. You know, sometimes I start channeling. They want me to tell you this. Sometimes, like, I'm just kind of like in lower energies, and I start channeling for whatever reason, for me, for a message, whatever it is. And like what I notice sometimes is like the first two sentences, they're okay, but they're not of the highest energy yet. But, you know, it's like start where you are. So I start channeling, and then when I look at it again, sometimes I'll just eliminate those first two sentences, because I can feel it energetically that it was just like getting me rolling. It's sort of like teaching someone to drive. You know, when they first start, they're just all over the place, or teaching a kid to ride a bike. When they first start, they're kind of wobbly, you know, but give them a few blocks and boom, there they go. So it's kind of like you know, when you're advancing, whether you're meditating, praying, practicing channeling, light language, whatever you're doing, give yourself like that kind of permission. So when you first start, you know, just like a kid riding a bike, you know, you don't get worried or concerned that the first couple of blocks, they're all over the place. You don't expect anything else. So why would you expect anything else with you? But you don't have a kid stop learning just because they're wobbly in the beginning or they don't know what they're doing. You keep encouraging them. You just keep going, because you know they're going to get there. Well, the same thing with you. when spirit looks at you, when I look at you, you're this high frequency being who's going to get there. So she just needs to keep practicing. Just keep devoting yourself to like owning those higher frequencies, learning how to live there, learning how to reside there. You can also pray and ask to feel comfortable in the higher frequencies. I actually do that every night, by the way. Like to help me really ground myself at the highest levels. I do that every night now. And it's working. It's working because it's really showing me when I don't live there. And I don't need to not live there anymore because I'm getting so, it feels so much better when I'm higher. When I'm just like everyone else just looks at me like I'm normal, but it's like, it's a lot more fun over there. And I just do whatever I need to do to get back there through my intention and my focus. So does that help?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good, sweetheart. Honestly, you are just such a gift to humanity. I mean, you're just, the vibration of Puerto Rico just increased because you're there. I mean, you really are a gift to whatever island or territory you travel to. You really are. So they're saying try your luck. Start a meditation group. Do anything to support your advances. So if it supports you to have meditation friends, do that. If not, do something else. But move forward like the master you are. Okay, sweetheart, good to see ya. All right, so Avril's walking around with a kitty cat, I do believe. Oh, no cat. Did you have a cat before?
It's a rabbit.
Oh, it's a rabbit. Oh, that's very cute. All right, so how can we help you?
Can I ask how I could increase my energy levels?
Yes. One moment, please. All right, one moment, please. So I'm not a healthcare practitioner, and I cannot diagnose or treat a healthcare condition. And let me tell you why I'm so glad that I know to say that before I tune in. The other day in a group, I promise you, every single person had some kind of health concern. It was so funny. I mean, it wasn't funny, but you could tell that everyone came together to work through those issues because each person... that's what was on everyone's mind. It was interesting, really interesting. So I know there was a lot of healing in that session. All right, so getting back to you. one moment, I'm just going to go higher. And say your first name.
Avril.
I feel like your emotions really play on this issue. You know, if you've got low-level emotions, they kind of affect how you feel. All right, so one moment, please. And say your name again.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Thank you. So, in all sincerity, a healthcare practitioner could probably advise better just in terms of whatever their recommendations would be. But what they're sharing is, everything that can help you align with light and joy would serve you. They're saying pay attention to colors. I find that so interesting to me. And the reason being, I love where you live. I mean, every time, whatever room you happen to be in, I'm like, oh my God, she is so artistic. She's so creative and gifted. They're saying pay attention to colors and honor it. Honor what color you get attracted to. Honor like what colors you want to paint with, draw with, what color marker or pen you want to use that day. And it's almost like color therapy. You're going to find that you're very sensitive and there's certain colors that are just going to bring out more positive feelings than others. And so honor those color choices, and you're not crazy, like, oh, I don't want to wear that, or oh, I don't want that pen. And you're thinking, how silly, like, what does it matter what color pen I use, or whatever it is. But it actually does, it serves you. Yeah. Or which room you want to hang out in, depending on what color it is. There's something about, and it has to do with frequency and vibration. And you're very sensitive. Now that's a plus and a minus, it feels like, when I tune into you. But nevertheless, you're very sensitive. So they're saying use it to your advantage. Use it to your advantage. The second thing with scents, if you have essential oils or candles, pay attention to those that bring your frequency up, that help you to vibrate at a higher frequency will serve you. And say your name one more time, please.
Afro.
And say it one more time.
Afro.
Bring in light. Bring in light. So, in other words, like when you just sit on your own, imagine, imagine light coming into your auric field. Like, just imagine light coming into your auric field. Imagine light coming in through, put protection on you first, you know, so call an Archangel Michael to protect you. And then, you know, just receive light through your crown chakra, through your soul star chakra, and just receive all that light coming in.
Yeah.
Now, they're also saying that you can work with Mother Earth, whether you're actually outside or not, because it could go through floors, whatever. Oh. And to allow yourself to receive the nurturance from Mother Earth. So imagine that energy coming up from Mother Earth, and then imagine the energy coming down to you from the higher realms, and to allow yourself to receive that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just writing it down.
So. Oh, yeah. Take your time. They're also saying like nature scenes will help to kind of revitalize you. So whether you go out in nature, and if you can't, like go on YouTube or whatever and pull out like nature scenes and just allow yourself to kind of harmonize with the energies of nature. And again, because you're so sensitive, you can respond to the energy. You know, they say that they've done studies in hospitals that those patients that had rooms with views healed faster.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, that's good.
So they want you to do that.
Thank you.
I feel like you're taking on energy from your environment as well. So it may have to do with what occurred in, you're in England, right? So what occurred like in London. And I feel like you're getting affected by environmental factors.
Yeah.
Again, because you're so sensitive. One moment, please. It might help you to, I know you do protection, but you may actually want to do like extra protection. And it's so funny, I say to do this all day long and then I don't do it myself as often as I should. But to really kind of put white light around you,
Yeah.
And to ask the angels and Archangel Michael to kind of protect your space, and you know, to protect you from any psychic debris.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's just a lot of, I want to say it's fear, but it's almost like anger more than fear, because anger is fear. But that has transpired because of recent events. And I feel like it's just, I feel like you're in like a congested place where you're just kind of getting inundated by that energy. So let's see what could help with that. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
Send light to your whole house, like your apartment or whatever. So wherever you are, just imagine that it's all filled with light. And I'm doing it right now also for you.
Thank you.
So we're just filling your whole apartment up with light. And then we're protecting you with light. And you want to remember to do this, protecting you with light. Not that you need protection, but that, goodness, there it's just people are so emotional right now, is how it feels to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's affecting you. Sun would be good for you. I don't know what the weather is out there, if you have sun. Do you see sun?
It's mixed.
When there is sun, go out there. Go out there and you know, sunbathe with your winter coat on if you must. But get out there and get the sun. The sun's going to really help you. Because I feel like your emotions are affecting you. The sun's really going to help you.
Yeah.
Okay, and say your name again.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
I'm actually just sending the masters over to your house and asking them to intercede, and, you know, with anything that I cannot pick up that they think of that would be benefit, to just kind of counsel you, and so kind of like give you the thoughts. So you'll be led to those articles, or suddenly you'll remember, oh, this makes me feel better, or whatever it is. So I'm actually just asking them to kind of intercede and work with you and help you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see that, because I see something that I'm looking at and it's getting lighter. It's like glowing. So they receive that message.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, sweetheart. All right, I will keep you in my prayers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Indeed, we surround all of our beautiful guests, those in present company as well as those joining later. We ask you to remember the importance of aligning with your truth, with your light. In other words, it is a matter of constant attention, shall we say. There is no recommendation that can be more powerful than to abide where you truly are, to become one with who you truly are. Indeed, we are all the masters. Yes? Until next time, we remain. Namaste.